السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. As we approach the Mubarak month of Ramadan, it is every person's desire that the full blessings, the full purpose, the entire maqsad behind Ramadan, I must get it. There are those people in the world whose desire is, I must pass away in Ramadan. For many people it's that this is the month that I must do something, I must change. If I was not reading Quran, I must start reading Quran. However, there's a big difference between a person who before setting out on a journey, he knows where he's going, and one person who's just driving around. In the end of the match, both people would have used a lot of fuel. But one person would have reached a point where the other person never knows where he's going. Before Ramadan comes, it would be so nice if me and you can understand what is Ramadan, what to do in Ramadan, and what to work for that after Ramadan. Majority of the people in the world who fast, if you ask them what is Ramadan, they will say it's a month of ibadah. It's a month of Quran. It's a month of dua. So that's very good. That's what you have to do in it. And when you will ask why, then it's quiet. Why did I have to fast? Why was I told to perform salah at night? Why was it made so hard? Normally in the month of Ramadan, it's not the time to say to a person, perform salah at night. Because the whole day you busy in ibadah. You normally don't bring everything one time. Yes, there is sometimes in life where if your page is turned and you want to straighten it, you turn it the other way around. So that when you leave it, it comes straight. Ramadan is a month that the crooked person has to be pushed the other way around. So everything in Ramadan has been made hard. Everything. But for what purpose? Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah, many a time he would repeat this. That he says, Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahimullah spoke about a king. And the minister of the king and the mice of the king. So the king had his selected group of cats. 11 cats. As soon as someone would enter, 10, 10, and 1. All 11 cats would stand. 2 legs would be down, 2 legs would be up. As though the cat is saying, I'm obedient to you, O my master. On the nose of the cat, they would put a candle. And then the candle would be lit. So you have 11 candles. And as the ministers would walk past, everyone would say, wow. How you got this done? 11 cats, years of training. Years of training. But the one minister who had the little guts, courage, he said to the king that the exam of the cat is with the rat. The king did not understand what he meant. So he said that so many years of training. So the minister said, if you give me a chance to take the real imtihan. The real imtihan was the next day when the minister walked in and he only needed a small bag. In the small bag was one small mouse. Small mouse. As soon as he entered, the whiskers of the cats went ting. Now he started moving. Now all the madrasa lessons, all the ahadith of Mishkat, all the ahadith of Bukhari, he graduated last night. He's teaching Bukhari. She's Apa, she's Alima. He wrote a kitab, she wrote a kitab. He's a grandfather. He has been out in the path of Allah so many years. His turban is so high. His hat has never fallen. All of that, but in the end of the day, we all cats. And as soon as the mouse comes in, our whiskers also go ting. Suddenly at that time, we all look around. Is my wife around? She's not around. And we press the next button. Everyone. That mouse was still in the bag. You will see a man, an auntie who walks past him with parda, he automatically goes ting. Behind the parda, it could be an old auntie, very old. But the ting happens. He just looks. I wonder. So that small mouse. As that person opened the bag, and the mouse just jumped. Suddenly, so many years of training. 11 cats, 11 candles, 11 years of training. In 1 second, everything forgotten. And the mouse ran, and the cats ran, and everything fell. And then the manastat said, King, sire, the exam of the cat is with the rat. The exam of the cat is with the rat. For me and you, what that meant? It meant Ramadan is not the exam. Ramadan is the preparation for an exam. Ramadan is not the test. My one friend who works with drugs, he said to me, the time of shaitan is the 10 days before Ramadan. I asked him, what do you mean 10 days before Ramadan? He says, shaitan has understood on the first of Ramadan that rebellious group is pulled back. He said, so many of my friends in Ramadan do not take drugs. Then we understood what is called the pull of shaitan. He said, in Ramadan, they're not taking the drug. 10 days before Ramadan, so many fall. And he said, on the day of Eid, so many fall. During Ramadan, everyone became a wonderful cat. Everyone stood. I stood the whole 20 rakats. I followed the whole Quran. The candle was put on my nose. I was looking up. I never moved. I kept my fast every day. I opened the fridge. I saw the yogurt. I closed the fridge. I said, no way. My wife was there. I looked at her. A feeling came. I said, no way. So many times I said, no, 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 no. I was on the dastarkhan. That samosa was there. That bhajja was there. I looked at the muazzin. I said, no way. That food was right here. I said, oh Allah, as long as you don't say bite, I'm not going to bite. No way. 30 days, so many times, I said, no, 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 no. But what happened is I forgot that this is not the exam. This is the preparation for a coming exam. The exam starts when Ramadan ends. In Ramadan, it is a time for me and you to learn to say no for the future also. And many a time we're not learning that. So in Ramadan, I'm not going on that internet site. But my inside has been told, I'll let you go back after Ramadan. That cat will never be a master in the court of the king. That cat will spoil it. Mubarak, if one cat on that day had remained standing, that king would have given his throne to the cat. One cat. After Ramadan, if one man remains standing, he becomes the saint of the era. One man, that the mouse jumps, 100 cats go running, but one man says, oh Allah, I will stand for you. I will carry on looking at that candle. My whiskers will go ting, my tail will start shaking. But as long as you don't say, oh Allah, come down, I won't come down. That man has really hit a Ramadan. He's really done something. Now how to become that cat? How to become a cat that after Ramadan, when the mouse runs past? Every cat likes a mouse. Every cat. So every man likes somebody else walking past. While he's driving his car, if an auntie has to drive past, he can have an accident. It's man's nature, he just wants to look. Nature. And when television and internet and porn became a game, Then that old uncle who could never go to the club, because the man at the door of the club will say, "You came." But he could go onto his computer and say, "Club, come to me." Man's nature is he likes. So we all cats. But if we can become such a cat that when the mouse runs, we just remain, then that is a cat. In the month of Ramadan, two things we need to do. But our intention of both of these things must be that this is my preparation, O Allah, for a higher purpose. And if we have an intention, Allah Tabarakallah promised in the Quran, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيب. The one who looks at Allah, Allah says, come. The one who looks. If your intention in these two is really what it's supposed to be, you will see Ramadan will deliver unique fruits. And after 30 days, may Allah make us, we become those cats. The whole world can move in front of us. Modesty no longer exists in the world. Immodesty is a trait of nearly everyone. Nudity is part of the game. You can't go anywhere except that it is filth. But can man ever stay in an environment of filth? Allah Tabarakallah has shown examples that you can. So I will mention first this year and I will explain how it will open up then. Allah Tabarakallah, when He spoke about Ramadan, Allah Tabarakallah introduced us to two things in the month of Ramadan. Number one, Shahru Ramadan, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدَلْ لِلنَّاسِ. That this is the month in which your Quran has come. In this Quran is that light for mankind. The word hidayat, we all know it. We all make dua, oh Allah, grant me hidayah. But it's a very weak ameen that comes after. But if you change that word in from hidayat into light, in a world of darkness, where everyone is saying, I don't want porn to come in my house, and I don't want drugs to come in my house, I don't want adultery to come in my house, we are living in a time where you can't stop it coming. That phone brings it all. And you cannot every day think I'm checking up my son's phone. You can't. We are living in a time where darkness cannot be stopped. Darkness is coming. But if someone himself can become light, if I can become light, Rasulullah SAW's one unique dua, that, oh Allah, put light in front of me, put light behind me, put light above me, put light below me. Then he said, oh Allah, make my flesh into noor, light. Make my bones into light. Make my blood into light. Make my tongue into light. One narration comes, he says, oh Allah, make for me light. Make for me light. One narration comes, he says, oh Allah, make me light. So much of light, so much of light. When light walks, darkness moves. The demand of the error is, I must become light. I want my child to drink. He must have pure. I have to be purity, then it will spread around me. I cannot stop that porn entering my house. But if I can become light, no one will go to the porn. Pornography, filth, dirt, drugs, it only enters where there's darkness. If light comes, it moves one side. I'll have to become a mujassam, a body of light. That word light can be translated as hidayat. In this Quran is your light. If you can allow this Quran to start going into your every vein of your body. So it is called tilawat of Quran. Many boys who do hifz, after hifz of Quran, they very worried that I am forgetting my Quran. And they worried that my Allah must not punish me, I forgot my Quran. There are many girls who don't want to become hafizah of Quran. They say, what happens when I get married, I can't make my door. Ulama have written about this, that Almighty Allah will never punish a person for forgetting Quran. If the reason of forgetting is old age, if the reason of forgetting is a lot of things came in life which prevents me from reading 3 juz a day. So I'm reading 2 juz, but slowly, slowly my mind is weak, I'm forgetting. There is no punishment of forgetting exactly every line. The punishment is when man forgets Quran. Forgets Quran means that there's no Quran in his life. Ulama have written that the purpose of hifz of Quran, one of the main purpose was taysirul qira'ah, to make it easy for you to make tilawat. Sahaba radiallahu anhu became hafiz of Quran, but the part of their life was not hifz, it was tilawat. Wherever Allah Tawarukullah gave the order in Quran, it was tilawat. Read. Utlu ma uhiya. Watlu ma uhiya. Read. The one who became hafiz, who never become hafiz. The one who learned and forgot. The one who's learning. The purpose of hifz was nothing but tilawat. Read. It must become such a part of my life that this is my light. And I must feel it entering my eyes. It must go into my face. It must go into my body. By the end of Ramadan, there must be so much Quran within me that I must be a living Quran as I walk in the world. I must become light. When light moves, then darkness moves one side. Drugs cannot come towards light. Light pushes away darkness. Pornography cannot come towards light. Light pushes away darkness. But if I become darkness, everything comes to me. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. This is your month where you go back to your Quran. Just start reading. But every day when I'm reading, oh Allah, I am not only reading because there's some sawab to be got. Oh Allah, I'm reading because I want this Quran to enter within me. This is a living miracle, this Quran. It is called the rope of Allah. It is called connection with the being of Allah. It is called whoever holds onto this rope, he has held onto Allah Tabarakallah's hand. It is a current that we understood, current in electricity. And they said if you touch it in the wrong place, you'll burn. They put things around the current. They say the current is so strong that this electricity will put on your fridge. It will put on your fan. It will put on your computer. This electricity makes things work in the world. Beyond that electricity, there is a current that flows from Almighty Allah into man. If me and you can get that current in the month of Ramadan, we will become so full of light that we will be able to give light to others also. So full of light. The poet says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to a nation who were dead. He gave them so much of life that they became the source of giving others life also. Whoever they touched, that dead man came alive. We need so much current in us that when I make salam to my son after this, my current must go in him. My son, when he goes to school, I'm worried that the environment must not affect him. The problem is, why am I not affecting my son? Why am I not affecting him? Why is there no light in me? So when I send him in a dark school, he is going to fall in darkness. Because at night I could not give him any warmth. But if my own child, when he makes salam to me, becomes warm, then when he'll go in a cold area, he'll make others warm around it. I have to get in Ramadan so much of light, so much of light. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Ta'ahadul Quran. Think of this Quran. Remember this Quran. Then he took qasam on Allah. He said, this Quran is like a camel. You let it go, it's gone like the camel. But if you keep this Quran, it will be like a camel that's by you. The man who got a camel, he always remains high. The man who got a camel, he can go across any desert, no matter what the heat is. The man who got a camel will find water wherever water is. The man who got a camel will never get lost. The man who got a camel will see somebody else walking and say, I'll give you a ride, come. But the day the man forgets his Quran, his camel is gone. From that high level, he comes down. In the past, our grandfathers used to read a lot of Quran. Their Quran has saved us today.
If we stop reading Quran, our generation is lost. Because they'll not have a man on a camel to give them a ride. For me to save my progeny, I must become a living Quran. I must read so much Quran that when I send my son in that environment, where next to this school there's another school, where he's in the beach, where he's in the market, where he's burning with desire, the only way I can look after my child is I have to fill myself with so much of light, so much of Quran. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say, recite so much, that that noor of dhikr and Quran starts filling your body. He says it comes to your stomach, it comes to your face. He says it must start brimming, your cup must reach the top. He says only then when it reaches here, it will start coming out of your eye. He says when it starts coming out of your eye will make somebody else also. Your tongue will create somebody else also. He says, but if it's here by you, nothing is going to come out after that. Me and you in Ramadan have to read so much of Quran that, oh Allah, let it enter, let it fall, let it fall, let it overfall. And before Ramadan ends, oh Allah, when I look at my daughter, when I look at my child, my son, when I look at my wife, when I look at myself, I must be a looking Quran. May Allah tabarakallah make it happen. So much tilawat, so much tilawat. Every time I enter the masjid, I'm just reading Quran. It's not that for every letter so much sawab, is for every letter I'm pulling one current. I want to create a battery that will never die. A battery that will never die. So strong I must become, that after Ramadan, if a girl who is filthy in nature walks past me, I must be able to give her such a strong dua that she can go into parda after that. There were those people of the past, Colonel Amiruddin, who was famous in the work of tabligh. He enters a bar. He gives a bayan in a bar. The woman who's a non-Muslim showing her entire body becomes so affected by his bayan. The woman who was created to pull him, his one bayan pulled her. She will accept Islam in his hands. She will go into so much of niqab, so much of hijab. Years later, she will phone him one night. She's very worried. She says, while getting onto the bus, I had to pull myself up. As pulling my cloak went slightly down, my arm became exposed. Some people looked. She said, I can't sleep. That how will Allah, if He asks me, why did I show my arm to the world, what will I answer? She says, I want to know, will this part burn in the fire of Jahannam? A woman who showed her whole body, because he was filled with Allah's nur, that woman who was created to pull him into darkness, he was able to pull her into light. Me and you must become that. May Allah tabarakallah make us all. Our tongue must be filled of Quran. Our eye must be full of Quran. One. And the second thing in Ramadan is called dua. On this dua we will end. Many people, after the child falls, especially when he becomes an addict, our bayans, especially to youngsters, is before they fall. So we go to schools, we go to universities, we meet them in youth programs. We meet people like you, and every time we say, don't do it. Don't take that drug. Don't look on that porn. Because the day you start, you can't stop. It's called you addicted. But now many people come to us and they say, I am addicted. Now help me to come out. Addiction is such a thing that you have been gripped from every side by crabs. You have fallen into the web of a spider. That insect in the web of a spider, you can give it 100 bayans, that insect is not coming out. When you see that insect on that web, whether the insect now moves, it's not going to help, it might get even worse. And if it stays normal, the spider is coming. When that insect falls, this is called addiction. It's a game that starts after. The insect pulls one leg out, the other leg gets caught. The insect moves one front, the back is caught. And if his friend insect wants to help him out, he says, if I come there, I'm going to get caught. At that time, if you see the eye of the insect, you will understand what is called an addiction. So the person says, or the father or the mother says, how to pull my child out? At that time, the only thing that comes to my mind is Allah Tabarakallah spoke of the web of the spider in Quran. Allah Tabarakallah spoke of it in what a way? He said, وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. Remember, not the strongest of houses, the weakest of houses is the house of the spider. For me and you, that's a very strong trap. The internet is strong. It is called a web, it's called a net. Drugs is strong. Pornography is strong. Because me and you are all insects. And when I get stuck on that, there is only one thing that can pull me out. And that is, that how that insect starts making dua. That if the woman of the house can just walk in. When the woman of the house walks in, suddenly the big spider becomes small. And suddenly the massive spider web, one broom, and the web starts shaking. One move, and whatever was caught falls to the ground. The insect goes running, the spider is gone. One doom, and there's no spider left. The only hope the insect has is dua that the woman of the house comes back. That man who has been caught in a trap, our only way of pulling out is that we have to look back at Almighty Allah. It is only when Allah Tabarakallah enters, the spider becomes small, the web starts shaking, addiction falls to the ground. We have seen so many people who were deep in an addiction. It was one cry, either he made the cry or his mother made the cry. One cry, he needed no rehab. He needed no bayan, he needed no lecture. One cry and the next we found him, he was giving bayans to others. The next we found him, he was giving rehab to others. We asked him, what changed you? He said, I was pulled out. Who pulled you out? Who can pull you out? So I want you in the month of Ramadan, wherever you can, whenever you can, just make dua. The Sahaba radiallahu anh said, oh Allah's Nabi, we make a lot of dua. In our duas are those things that we see the results. Then they said, وَفِيهِ مَا لَمْ نَرَى إِجَابَةً. And there are so many duas we make, we don't see results. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, it's not like that. He said, مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَدْعُو بِدَعْوَى. Remember, whatever dua you make, no matter how small it is, whoever you are, no one makes any dua illa ustujiba la. He says it is heard, that dua. It is accepted, that dua. It is either given or, look at the word, surifa anhu mithluha sharran. That because of that dua, an evil which was on that same par with that dua, which was coming towards that individual, that evil is pushed away. We don't make dua because we normally say that when I made dua yesterday, I mustn't do this evil. I made dua yesterday, my mother is sick, my mother is sick. Oh Allah, give her shifa, give her shifa. But on the third day, I saw she is not getting better. But I never realized that because of that dua, that drugs that was coming, trying to come in from the other door was being kept out. If that dua stops, the mother doesn't get better, but the drugs also enters. We are living in an era, darkness is flying towards us. Whenever you make a dua, understand the dua pushes one out. Another one is out. No one knows whether the protests of South Africa is going to burst. No one knows whether a day might come where we'll find people coming and pulling us out of our own houses. No one knows the future of the country. No one knows tomorrow what's going to happen. No one knows whether drugs, whether porn, whether filth will hit me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make dua. If what you're asking for doesn't happen immediately, what you're not expecting will not happen also. It's pushed, it's pushed. So much of dua we must make, so much of dua, that it must become a protective barrier around my house. And every window where dirt is trying to come, my one dua is there, my one dua is there. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to a young boy, Anas radiallahu anhu. Youngsters, nobody ever tells them, make dua. We begging. You in school, you in university. Any day shaitan can pull you in. You want to be saved. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Anas radiallahu anhu, make a lot of dua. He said, because dua is that only weapon which is the shield of the believer. As that problem is coming, dua comes in front and pushes it away. Lot of dua, lot of dua. In the month of Ramadan, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. When my servant asks about me, it meant that person who's very far from Allah. And he also wants to make dua. Then say to him, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That it doesn't matter how far you are, O my servant, your Allah is very close. Make dua. And I will end, where must we make dua? Every day. All the time. But the best dua which we all have become negligent of is when we go in sajda. Every salah, we are not the imam. We are reading nafal. Or the imam is still reading Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. I read Subhana Rabbi al-A'la 3 times. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make a lot of effort in dua in your sajda. He said, it is the closest you are to your Allah. And the greatest chance of acceptance is there. Learn a dua for a day. Day 1 of Ramadan, this dua. Day 2 of Ramadan, this dua. Short dua. And every sajda of that day, after 3 Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, 1 dua. You will see miracles happening in your life. Purchase a kitab called Munajat Maqbool or Hizbul A'zam. In it is the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every day before Fajr start and before Maghrib. And in that try and finish 5 pages of du'a. With Quran and with du'a. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make me a living light, make you a living light. Let us be protectors from every darkness and make us protectors of others from all darkness. Quran will give it to us, dua will give it to us. May Allah tabarak ta'ala grant it to all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana.